Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Better Living, a show about people or organizations having a big impact here in North Texas. I'm your host, Chris Arnold of 105.3 The Fan. And joining us today is Wendy Reiner. She's on the board of directors of Friends of the Dallas Animal Services. Friends of Dallas Animal Services, they've got all kinds of things related to pets and saving rescue pets. And there's a big event coming September the 7th called Clear the Shelter. First of all, Wendy, so glad you could join us. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me here today.
Oh, for sure, for sure. First of all, I'm so glad you guys created this nonprofit. Well, it started in 2019, I believe.
That is correct. We started in 2019, a very small group of volunteers at Dallas Animal Services got together and thought, wouldn't it be nice if we could give every dog in the shelter a Kong? Do you know what a Kong is?
No, what's a Kong?
A Kong is like it's a big red durable chew toy that you can stuff with peanut butter.
Oh,
or
yes.
Food, yes.
So I didn't know what those, I did not know what those were called. We've got one for our little puppy.
Aha. Uh-huh. Yes, they're very good.
We actually have, they're very, very good. And like I said, dogs love peanut butter and they love chew toys.
Yes. So we thought, okay, well, for all these dogs who are in a kennel, wouldn't it be great if they could all have a Kong to keep them busy? The cost, there were over 500 dogs in the shelter at the time. So the cost of buying one for every single dog was a little prohibitive for an individual.
Right.
So I did a little research and I found out that we could get a discount if we were a 501c, if we had a 501c3. Mm-hmm. So I approached the leadership at the shelter, which was a new director named Ed Jameson, who was pretty visionary and wanted to say yes to everything.
Oh, good.
And I know, right? Good timing.
Yeah, I was about to say, timing is everything. Yeah, timing is everything.
Would you guys like a Friends of group? Kind of like there's a Friends of the Library, Friends of the Parks, but the shelter doesn't have one. And he was all on board for it. And so we kind of just jumped in, not really knowing much about it. It was really just to get those Kongs. And now we have grown. We've provided over $1 million in financial support. Yeah. And we're still just a bunch of volunteers.
That is amazing. How large is the group? How many friends are there?
Well, our board of directors is four, and I'm the executive director and do most of the day-to-day stuff. We
wait
have some volunteers who help us out.
Wait, Wendy. We got to stop right here because this is too funny to me. I'm looking at the website, and all the board of directors have dog heads. They're all they're all pets. Wait a minute. They're all like pet friendly. It's like you don't see people's faces. You see dog face. Is your dog face a pet of yours or is one you just found?
It is a pet of our. Each of us picked our one of our favorite pets
that
of our personal family pets.
That is.
And
gross.
That is. there is one cat, not to leave out the cat.
Oh, yeah.
Stephanie Fox, who is a co-founder. Her cat, Sassafras, is the.
So that's Sassafras is the name of the cat.
That's Sassafras, the cat. Yes.
Wendy, what is your pet's name that you're using the picture of?
Mine is Casper.
Ah, Casper. What kind of pet is Casper? What kind of dog is Casper? Black and white.
Well, he was a mutt.
Okay.
We did a DNA test, and he was pretty much 50-50 German Shepherd and Australian Shepherd.
Nice. That means he's pretty smart.
Yeah. Yeah, he has passed away, unfortunately, but he is a dearly loved pet who came from Dallas Animal Services.
Look out. You know, our youngest, our little puppy is a rescue pet herself. And I'm going to tell you about her in just a little bit because I want to talk a little bit more. This is a great conversation. This is my wheelhouse because in our house, I kid you not, we have two dogs, two cats, a rabbit, and a bearded dragon, and they all get along and they all run around.
Oh my gosh.
They all have
their little reality show.
Yes, they all have their little areas or whatever, but they all play together. I'm just stunned. And it's not me, it's my wife. She is Dr. Doolittle. I don't know how she does it, but they all get along. They're not afraid of each other. They're not territorial. I'm just amazed by the whole situation.
When
I come home, I promise you, when I come home, I am not the entertainment. The family is entertained by the pets. It's so wonderful.
Who needs social media?
Exactly. There's no need to be online when you got pets around the house. So that's why I'm so interested in your organization, the nonprofit, It's the Friends of Dallas Animal Services, right?
That's exactly right. Yes.
And so you've been around since 2019. So that's 5 years. I know when it started, you weren't thinking, oh, my, the pandemic. Now, what do we do? Because it's hard to start a nonprofit and stay around.
For sure. Yeah. We had the grandest of plans when we started of having events and all this fun stuff. And then 6 months in, of course, the pandemic came and kind of made us impossible to do that. But we did. We were able to pivot a little bit during that time frame, and we were able to offer some online Zoom interactions. Mm-hmm. We had some trainers who were donated their time to talk to people about how to work with separation anxiety in pets, or just the various things that people were seeing since everyone was at home during that time frame. So it worked out okay. We seem to have come through pretty well, all things considered.
When people talk,
we never have.
Go ahead. Go ahead. You never what?
I would say we still have not done an event.
So this is going to be the first event.
Yeah.
On September 7th.
September 7th, clear the shelters at Dallas Animal Services.
So
yes.
We're going to have giveaways. Yeah, before you tell me about the giveaways and all the different things, whose idea was it? And let's baby step this. Let's talk about how you decided to do this and where it's going to be. Yeah, break it. People love the behind the scenes stories.
Oh, yes. The peek behind the curtain. Mm-hmm. Well, I wish I could take credit for this. This has been Clear the Shelters is a national, an event that has been happening for several years.
Okay.
Many, many shelters participate. So I think it was started by a woman in Garland, I want to say, and it became national somehow. Kudos to her.
Mm-hmm.
So the goal is to literally clear out the shelters, because summer is a really busy time for most shelters. Lots of puppies and kittens get overcrowded. So the thought was, what can we do to incentivize people to come and adopt when we're feeling such capacity issues? And Clear the Shelters started with that in mind. I think it is sponsored now by NBC Univision.
Wow.
So it is a big deal. Yeah. And I don't know the number of shelters participating, but there's a lot in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. All adoptions are free at most of the participating locations. So it's a great time to get a new family member.
And what time does it begin and how long will it last?
I believe it begins at 11 a.m. Mm-hmm. and it should go till 7 p.m. at Dallas Animal Services. We are going to have giveaways for adopters. We are bringing in a Kona ice truck to provide treats to people. We're hoping for a big turnout because the capacity at the shelter is still, we're having issues. It's like 140% for dogs. So we need people to come and adopt or foster.
That is fantastic. We're talking with Wendy Reiner. She's Board of Directors of the Friends of Dallas Animal Services nonprofit.org. And I mentioned the Friends. And again, we're so glad you're friends of the Dallas Animal Services. We got friends, too, at Best Buy Windows and Siding. And I understand they are friends of the Friends of the Dallas Animal Services as well. And they're doing something special. Tell everybody what they're doing.
Oh, my goodness. The wonderful people at Best Buy Windows and Siding actually approached us a few months ago about an idea they had to make a donation to our organization for every job they complete, which was just incredible. They are awesome. The kindest hearted, most generous people that we've met. And they're animal lovers, of course. Mm-hmm. So, we couldn't be more pleased.
Oh, yeah. And we're going to talk more about the shelter in just a little while here. But I did want to bring up again about your pets. Now, you mentioned that your pet that's on your picture, he passed
Casper.
Away.
Yeah, yes.
Casper passed away. What kind of pets do you have right now at your house?
Right now, we just have three dogs. We're pretty boring compared to you.
For some people, one is a handful. If you got three, what kind of dogs do you have, and what are their names?
Okay, they're all mutts, of course. Mm-hmm. One is mostly pit bull type dog. His name is Eli. Mm-hmm. One is a corgi-ish type dog.
Ooh, little dog.
His name is Stanley. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's short and squat. Very,
I bet
very
he's a little
funny.
Feisty, and too. I bet he got
he is.
Personality.
He rules the house.
Yeah.
Yes.
Those
yes,
little ones,
he's
boy.
The smallest, mm-hmm. but my goodness, he's in charge.
Yeah.
And then the last one is a, I think he's mostly German Shepherd. He's blind. His name is Clyde.
Oh, okay.
He's been blind since we adopted him. And
really?
It's just been incredible to see how resilient dogs are.
Yeah,
it seems like.
Yeah, I was going to say, how does he get around? How do y'all take care of him?
Oh,
how does
I thought when
because I know Clyde's just in the middle of everything, but I can imagine.
Yeah, we thought we would have to be like basically baby him through everything because he couldn't see where he was going, mm-hmm. and we were completely wrong. He is the most fearless, joyful, adventurous dog that we've ever had. He would probably run off a cliff if given the opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
He just doesn't seem to notice that he has a disability.
Right. It's part of his life. So this is the way he is. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Now, I was going to say, I bet all of his other senses, you know, the sense of smell and hearing, those are like keener than anybody else's.
Absolutely. Yeah. He's got gigantic, like German Shepherd ears. So he's got the hearing down pretty well. A trainer that we worked with said for dogs, eyes are generally not the number one sense. It's mostly their nose. Smell is number one, uh-huh. then hearing, and then eyes. So,
okay.
Which I didn't, you know, we really put our own experiences onto animals sometimes. Mm-hmm. And we were guilty of doing that. So he's taught us a lot.
You know what? That makes sense, though, when you think about dogs, especially a lot, because they're always smelling things.
Yes.
And some of them are hired to smell. Like if they work for the police department, you know, they're hired to smell things, sniff things out.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. That's
great.
How they experience the world.
That's great. So I know that you personally do a lot of giving back. You volunteer a lot. You're still doing some help with the Meals on Wheels and the TEA Fund and the Hunger Busters. Is that still part of your lifestyle?
I still do that stuff a little bit less now that, you know, Friends of Dallas Animal Services has taken off. But I do Meals on Wheels at least once a month.
Look at you.
It's nice. It's nice. It's a nice.
You know what it is? It makes you feel good. It's called that you're an empathetic person, which makes it, it's like, it's more than just money. It's more than just me. You get something out of it because you see how it affects others and especially animals and pets because they're part of a lot of people's lifestyles. And that's why so glad you guys created the Friends of the Dallas Animal Services. When you talk about the things that you guys try to help them with, a lot of people may not know, like you said, that you can adopt some pets for free. Or when you go over there, there's an opportunity. Can you talk about the process just a little bit or how you're able to help people sort things out or see things online first and then say, oh, maybe we want to go over there and play with some of the puppies or meet some of the dogs?
Sure. Yes. We would say definitely come to the shelter. That's the best way that you're going to see everyone who's available because it's constantly changing with the large volume of pets that come through Dallas Animal Services. But you can look online, see if there's one that you're interested in meeting. Come to the shelter, which is located at the 1818 North Westmoreland, which is essentially the corner of I-30 and Westmoreland Road.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's big.
Yes. if you're headed west towards Fort Worth, you just look to the right, and there it is, right off of Westmoreland.
Yes. Can't miss it. It can be a little overwhelming coming in because it is such a large facility, but you can ask a staff member for help finding a particular pet if there's one that you know you're interested in, or you can browse around and look at all of the available animals. There, I believe right now there's over 400 of adoptable dogs and probably 75 adoptable cats in the building. So take your time, and I'm sure you can fall in love.
Yes.
If you give it a chance.
That's what happens. Our first dog that we had a standard poodle named Dakota, and Dakota lasted 12 years. And we got Dakota when our kids were toddlers. And Dakota, like I said, she's a standard poodle. And standard poodles are very, very smart. And they don't shed and they don't slob. And more importantly, they don't bite little kids. Because you're like, okay, we're going to have a pet. We got to have one that can handle little children without, you know, being mad at them. Or because, you know, little kids, you never know what they might do with a little dog.
Get in your way. You're right.
Yeah, they might try to pull a tail and stuff like that. So we wanted to get a dog that could handle being with our family. And our kids are pretty well behaved. But when we lost Dakota, immediately they wanted to get another dog. So we went down there, and of course, they fell in love with every pet we got to visit. It was like, no. We're trying to get an idea, because I was like, okay, we got to get one, but let me see what kind we'll get. And they're a little older at that point. It was like, Daddy, do we have to? And Mommy, do we have to? Yes, we're going to have to leave this one. So it was always on the radar that the next one that we get is going to be a rescue pet. And it actually took a few years. So here's what's so crazy. So we got another standard poodle. Okay. And this little poodle's name is Hero. And so we got Hero, and Hero's the oldest in the group of these pets we have around the house. You know, he's the oldest one. And Hero is like, seven right about now. And then we got the two cats. And here's what's so crazy. Wendy, you won't believe this, but I'm allergic to cats.
Oh my.
We've got two cats.
Wow.
I got tricked. My wife, it was the kids, my daughters. We got both of the cats were rescue cats. Okay. So I basically got tricked, because the first one, they knew I was allergic to cats. I don't dislike cats. I was just allergic to them.
Sure.
And my wife used to have a cat when she was growing up, and that cat was still alive. That cat lasted 19 years. And was staying with her parents, right? So every time I go to the parents' house, I'd take some Zyrtec or whatever it was, and, you know, my head would not get congested. Well, lo and behold, all of a sudden, they found a little black cat that they just loved, and they snuck the cat into the house. Next thing you know, I'm taking the Zyrtec for the cat, and I'm like, okay. And then they found another one. And this one was a litter that was born right behind a Wendy's fast food place. And I was like, oh my goodness. Now we got two black cats. And the cats are named Luxury and Anna. It's Lux and Anna and Hero. And then, you want to hear something crazy? Then we got a turtle. A turtle named Raspberry. But guess what happened to Raspberry? She ran away. Turtles are fast. Yes. Huh. Oh, my goodness. You got to keep an eye out on a turtle. A turtle will run through the backyard, be underneath the fence, and gone. And let me go ahead and say it the correct way. We got a lot of animal lovers listening to the show right now. It wasn't a turtle, because turtles have fins and they swim. It was a tortoise. Tortoises are the ones that have, like, feet and, you know, toes and stuff. So always know, when someone says a turtle is the one that's in the water.
Think about that.
Nobody ever does. They say, it's a little turtle. It's actually a tortoise. A tortoise is the one that walks on the ground, and the tortoise is the one that's in the water all the time. So we get this turtle named Raspberry. Raspberry ran away. Well, when Raspberry ran away, how come we found a bunny on the side of the road?
Yeah,
these are all like rescue pets. A bunny on the side of the road. My wife found this bunny, and she said, it's not like a wild rabbit, but we don't. And so she put a little ad out in the neighborhood app, and nobody would claim the bunny. So then we got the bunny. And then finally, I'm not making this up. Our little puppy, who's still a puppy, she's not a year old yet. I had to do a benefit for a golf tournament for some rescue pets. And at the end of the tournament, they said, can you take some pictures with all of these different pets? And I said, sure, because I was emceeing the end of it when they were doing all the awards for the golfers and making announcements and silent auction and all that stuff. I said, sure. How come they handed me a rescue puppy that was a French bulldog?
Wow.
And I'm like, wait a minute. How can a French bulldog be a rescue pet? Those things are very, very expensive.
Yeah.
Guess what? And you're not going to be surprised when I tell you the story. There was a litter, because, you know, French bulldogs, for those who don't know, they're not naturally, they're artificially inseminated. They're not naturally procreated. And there was some bad, what these breeders considered a bad batch of puppies. And some of them had cleft lips. And they tried to kill them all and throw them away.
Oh, boy.
And so they rescued the ones. And mine doesn't even have a cleft lip. But, and her name is Coda, not Dakota, not like the original little pet that my kids loved. Not like the standard poodle, the first one. But it's Coda, like Coda Bear.
Hmm.
And she is just the cutest little French bulldog. And we did all the paperwork. And, you know, we got accepted. And the whole thing happened. So I am all about pets. And my family is so happy with all the pets. And like I said, I love the pets, too, even though I take my Flonase for the cats every day. It's just, you know, you just, everybody's just happy. That's all I can say. So I am really all aboard, you know, what you guys are doing with the Friends of Dallas Animal Services. And you mentioned.
Pets make life better, right?
They really do. They really, really do, and it's just the little things. That's all I can say. It's just the little things that make a difference in people's lives. And I think I actually believe this. The pandemic, because I was actually doing the show, and we're talking about how you've heard of like service animals. There are some dogs and cats that seniors use for comfort. I guess you call them comfort pets, maybe, or something.
Emotional
like that.
Support.
Emotional support. That's right. Emotional support animals, and they became really, really popular, and I did a show about them because during the pandemic, a lot of people were getting stressed, and a lot of people were feeling isolated because they couldn't be around a lot of people or around their friends or around their extended families, and emotional support animals came along or became a thing to adopt if you can or to add into your family if you could. And so I just believe in all of that. And so, as you mentioned before, Dallas Animal Services, you can adopt a pet. You can go over there right now if you wanted to. Like you say, you can go online and make an appointment or just casually go over there and see how that day is going and seeing how crowded it is that day. And you might be able to sit down and visit with some pets, right?
Yes. Well, and, you know, we just started a new program called Doggy Daycation.
Oh.
Which, So if you're not sure you want to commit to adopting or even fostering, you can take a dog out just for the day. Bring them on a walk, bring them to a coffee shop, give them a popsicle or, you know, something like that. You can sign up to do that on the bedallas90.org website. It's open to the public. It used to just be volunteers could take a dog out of the shelter for the day, but now it's anyone can sign up to do it. You don't get to pick any dog, but there's a pretty large variety. And they'll send you out with a little backpack, with a water bowl, an adopt me vest, all the things you'll need, something, a seatbelt extender to keep them safe in your vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the information they get from those excursions is incredible because you'll be able to tell adopters if they're good in a car. Do they like going for walks? How do they do on a leash? You know, all of that. How do they do with other people? All of that information is so useful.
Absolutely amazing. Do you ever regret not doing this? Because sometimes you get overwhelmed. But I know you just look at the big picture from time to time.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it was a big undertaking. It's definitely a labor of love. But I feel like the support of the community, I mean, the people in our DFW area are so generous and caring. And the number of people who have reached out to say they appreciate what we're doing is, it makes it all worthwhile. Mm-hmm. And to see all the animals benefit as well, of course. But our people are great around here.
Wendy, I would be remiss if I didn't ask you, a few days ago, it was National Dog Day. How did you celebrate?
That's right.
How did you celebrate? did you post any pictures on social media, or did you just lay low and relax?
I personally am not in charge of our social media, so I hope someone on our team posted something. And I was probably not a very good dog mom because I don't think we did anything special for our guys. How about you?
Oh, I put a couple of pictures on social media. And then, of course, you know, I told the kids to tell the dogs that it's National Dog Day. And, of course, they went for a walk around the neighborhood a little bit. And they knew something was up. It wasn't just a normal day. They didn't know.
Right.
There wasn't any special treats or anything like that. But they kind of had an idea that something special was going on.
Yes, that's good to celebrate dogs. That's for sure.
And the big celebration, of course, will be Saturday, September the 7th. Let's tell everybody once again what you got going on with the shelters.
Yes, it's clear the shelters. So
yep.
We hope that we can clear it. And there's also a foster open house on the same day. So again, if you're not sure you want to fully adopt, you can always foster. It's a good way to get to know an animal before you pull the trigger and bring them home forever. So at the same time as Clear the Shelters, we'll also have information about how to foster. But it's at Dallas Animal Services at 1818 North Westmoreland Road in Dallas, 11 to 7.
In Westmoreland. West Dallas. Yeah.
Yes. 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 We're hoping for big positive outcomes.
And thanks again to our friends at Best Buy Windows and Siding. And what's their donation again?
They donate $20 for every job that they complete, and they also ask their customers if they would like to match the donation, which is fantastic.
And tell us about the website again, your website, where if anybody wants to be a friend of the friends or be one of the friends.
Become a friend of a friend.
Yeah.
We are at friendsofdas.org.
It's just that simple. It is. And it's a really cool website to just hang around and look at. I mean, really, some websites, you know, and I understand budgets because, you know, when you're a nonprofit, you only got so much money. But I found out nowadays, if you're in business, even if it's nonprofit donations, your website is your business card. It's like, this is how people get to know you. And it's always worthwhile to make sure that it's a nice looking website. And your website is really nice and it's easy to follow and easy to read. And I think any pet lover in particular would say, oh, this is cool. I think I might want to be involved.
I appreciate that.
No question.
Thank you.
No question. So Wendy, I didn't mention your family. Does your family like the fact that you're all involved?
Yes, I think so. Very supportive. I don't think it would be possible to do it without the support of your family.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes.
And is there,
for sure.
And is there any last thing you want to give a shout out to anybody in the group? Any of the friends need a shout out? because this is the opportunity.
Yeah. Well, shout out to all of the tireless and dedicated workers at Dallas Animal Services. It's an amazing crew there working very hard to save as many lives as they can. Also to the Friends of Dallas Animal Services team and all of our volunteers. We appreciate everything you do. And of course, all adopters, fosters, volunteers, and donors that support the cause.
Fantastic. I want to give a shout out to Clyde. I think Clyde is cool.
Your little Clyde dog. Is great.
Mm-hmm. not to besmirch the other animals, but I think Clyde is cool. He's cool.
Yeah.
He's so comfortable with himself.
He truly is. Yes.
Wendy,
yes.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you again for joining us. Good luck on the Clear the Shelter event on September the 7th. And we will have you back on the show again real soon. Will that work?
Ooh, that's perfect. Thank you. I'd love to. Thank you for your time.
And joining us right now is Miss Tosca Medlock-Lee with Together We Ball, Project Unity. You do so many things at Project Unity. Tosca, it's such a pleasure to have you on.
It is always so much fun to be on with you, Chris, and I hope that all is well.
all is well. And I am looking forward to Sunday, September the 8th, in the afternoon, SMU's Moody Coliseum, because Together We Ball is back. Is this the 8th? Is this the 8th one?
Yes. 8th Together We Ball on September the 8th. How about that? Yeah.
Wow, that'll work.
You know, this has been an amazing community, family, fun festival, so to speak, where we bring community members and pastors and police and faith leaders. And this year we got a fire chief that's participating, all for a fun game of basketball. And so we're excited that this is our 8th year. It's just a way for us to come together and remind everyone that what unites us is greater than what divides us, in a very, very fun way. And so we're so grateful to SMU and others for having us.
It is always a blast. And I'm also grateful that you guys asked me to MC it every single year. And I really, really and truly enjoy it. One of the things that I really like about it, we're going to go into the details of what that day is like for those who have never been. It's really good because, as you mentioned, you got rescue workers, you got first responders, you've got police officers, you got city officials and youth ministers, mind you. All of them are in shape. All of them can play, and they play together. It's not like the police versus the ministers. It's not like we have a draft, and the teams are all balanced equally, and it is extremely competitive. These guys be balling.
They are.
And I say, guys, they have ladies that play too.
And ladies. That's all I was about to. You know what?
Oh,
I was
yeah.
about to say, come on now.
Yeah, come you on know? Now. Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark would be mad if we didn't mention the fact that the ladies are
That's
there too.
That's right. That's right. And the ladies are not only participating in the game, but we have ladies who are part of the coaching teams and, you know, and this just, it is so much fun. So I will say to your listeners, if you have never been to a Together We Ball, it is so much fun. And some of the highlights, you know, for that day, you know, we don't just start with the big game, which is at 4 o'clock in that afternoon, but we focus on kids and youth in the community. So all over, they're coming from rec centers. They're coming from church youth groups, or, you know, they're coming from schools. They're coming from basketball programs. And we put on this youth skills and drills camp. It starts at 10:30 on that Sunday morning. And so and they are being the SMU women's and men's basketball team are teaming up to help with these youth organizations and children on the youth skills and drills camp. So, you know, work on your handling skills. You know
exactly.
what I'm saying?
Next so, Kyrie out there.
Yeah, we got some baby Kyrie, some baby Lucas, you know, we're trying to develop them all in advance. And then at 1:15, then we have the high school exhibition game. So this is a collaborative. These are players from high school that will come out, play a game of basketball for the community, watch the kids. We'll begin to watch that. So all of this is free. So the kids can come. The kids are going to get a T-shirt. They're going to get free food. You know, then there's going to be an eligibility of a $1,000 scholarship for college students. You know, a community and resource fair.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Ice painting, balloon artists. It's just so much fun, you know, leading up to it. And then at 2 o'clock, all of those things that I just talked about, you'll be able to go to tables, you'll go to the balloon artist, and you just have a really good time at our community and resource fair with superheroes and all that kind of stuff. So we're excited that it is a day of family fun, somewhat of a Sunday fun day. So, you know, if you're going to church, if you're hanging out, or you're going to go to brunch or something like that, then, you know, make plans to come on over to SMU at Moody Coliseum to hang out with us, you know, for a big, big day for community fun.
And you mentioned it's free, right?
It is absolutely free. It is absolutely free. So, you know, and for those students that are over at UTD and at SMU, at Paul Quinn, at UNT. If you're at any college in the Metroplex,
TCU,
you can get to SMU, then you need to get to SMU because it's some money waiting on you, okay? If it's some money waiting on you, I want everybody to go to projectunity.net and click on the college scholarship information that's on Eventbrite. You simply need to register and attend. You don't have to write no essay and all this kind of stuff. You just need to currently be enrolled in college. You need to be at a community college or something like that and be present. So you need to register by the 5th of September, 6th of September, which is a Friday, and come in between 2 and 4. You got to be present to win at the big game. We're going to make the announcement who wins. So get yourself an easy $1,000 without you even having to write a college essay.
Oh, it's fantastic. We're talking about Together We Ball. We're talking about Project Unity. We're talking with Tosca Medlock Lee. And Tosca, this is, like I said, the 8th annual. And this thing has gotten so really nice and organized and big. But it all started in the aftermath of the parade shooting when first responders, DART police officers and Dallas police officers were shot protecting people in the aftermath of a parade. And in fact, this parade hit the entire nation hard. And this was like, and was it in 2015? I know it was like.
Yeah, 2015 or 2016.
Yes, and it was in July. And I know that, you know. All the different presidents came down and everybody gathered and everybody was really, really impressed with former Dallas Police Chief David Brown and the way Chief Brown handled everything. And everybody said, this is the way you should handle things. And then it was Pastor Richie Butler who said, you know what? We got to do something and show everybody that Dallas is really a good model as far as relationships with everybody. And so can you talk about how Richie came up with this idea and how this thing is actually taken off and every year it's grown and grown and grown?
Yeah, one of the things that we know that in times of stress that and in great trauma and different experiences, when something happens, sometimes we react in ways that does not, you know, is not the best way for individuals or a city to react.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we experience those officers being shot during that time, we knew then Richie was pastoring a church downtown Dallas, St. Paul United Methodist. He's since now the pastor at St. Luke Community United Methodist. And he knew then when he opened up the doors of that downtown church for first responders and everyone to come in to kind of have a conversation about what we experienced in the aftermath of those officers being shot, realized that every emotion that was present in that church, in that sacred space, was not one that should be there. And so from that, he, you know, really began to lean into this whole work of unity. And so bringing and then the distrust that some community members have of police officers. And so so this work was born out of that, you know, to bring police into community settings for fun, engaging, relational time with community and members of community that that oftentimes only see the police when something is wrong.
Right.
And so these annual events have become the annual Together We Ball has become somewhat of an exciting way of uniting community, police, and faith leaders together. In a beautiful game of basketball. And so like you said, the importance of this game and the beauty of this game is that sports unite.
Yes.
You know, we all united around our Dallas Mavericks, you know, and cheering them all the way to the NBA Finals, you know. And so we know that if we get under one roof together, united under one cause, then we can bring that energy, you know, to that space. And so that's why we do this. That's why we do this year after year after year and engage all of these amazing partners, because we want the police to know that we support you. And we want the community to know that the police are reachable. They're touchable. They're someone that is for us and not necessarily against us. And so so that is the goal, is to bridge the gap. And that's what Together We has been about with Project Unity. It's together we bridge divides, we build community, we build collaborations. And so this big game that happens at 4 o'clock on September the 8th, you're going to see that. You're going to see the coaches, Coach Rick Hart, and you're going to see the other coaches, and you're going to see them pick a team of men and women that will play a game of basketball that will entertain the community, that's touchable, and where we could be able to have a great time as a family. And that's what it's all about, is us engaging these opportunities. So the event is jam-packed. It's going to have a lot of different activities. We talked about a three-point contest. We'll have an old-school free throw. You know, community leaders will be out. Come out and shake hands. And special appearances by music and entertainment will be there. And so just come out and have a good time.
Yeah, it's going to be great. And again, I like the way you explained it. It's about, you know, letting people know that we're all in this thing together and that we're all a community and we're all a family. Family for life. I used to say that on radio all the time. Family for life.
Family for life.
And law enforcement, they're more than just people in uniforms. They're actually people, too. And you get to know them a little bit better on a different level. Like you said, it's not just, they're over here. They pulled somebody over. Oh, they're here because somebody broke in somewhere. They're here to get to know you a little bit better. Yeah. And I also like the fact that over these 8 years, Together We Ball has been in several different locations. It has been at American Airlines Center. It's been in SMU. It's been at Paul Quinn. It's been at Fair Park. It's been in all these different locations where it can reach people. And I just love the fact that all kinds of different people in different parts of the community have been able to be there for it.
That's right. And I tell you, if you've not, some people in various spaces haven't been to those parts of town, as you just explained. So, you know, you've not been out to the SMU campus, beautiful campus.
Yeah.
You know, you'll be able to come out and experience the campus. Come out early because you can walk around and just experience all that it has to offer. If when we were over in South Dallas at the Fair Park, it was amazing to have people to come over in that space as well, and Paul Quinn College, and then down to the American Airlines Center. Because as a matter of fact, we're so thankful that the Mavericks is back again as one of our major partners, because their vision and goal, it aligns with us in terms of being all in with community. And so they've been so kind to sponsor and donate a few tickets. So we're going to have prize drawing for you to be able to. Today, the Mavericks tickets went on sale. If you come on September the 8th, you have a chance to come out and win some tickets to a Dallas Mavericks game as well.
Why are you playing? Everybody want to go to Mavericks games now. It's like, whoa. It's kind of like everybody want to go to the Ranger games after they won the World Series. You know, Cowboys, you're going to have to step it up because everybody been going to Cowboys game, but they want to see Cowboys do something in the playoffs too. All I got to say is that you just mentioned this earlier, sports unite. And because sports does unite, this is an opportunity where people, what your grandma and them say, this is where you can break bread. You can break bread, you can talk barbershop, you can talk girl talk at the salon, get your hair did. It's like everybody coming together, like you said, after church. You know how sometimes at church you have dinner afterwards? It's a Sunday afternoon.
Go to brunch and come over to the game. I'm just telling you, make the plans right now. You know, it's a Sunday afternoon. If you're not going to make it to your faith, if you're going to watch church on the couch, and when you finish watching church on the couch, go grab your family and say, look, we're going to go over to SMU today. And we're just going to go out and we're going to hang out and we'll get your grandkids. You know, it's just the free, fun space to be in. And, you know, and let's come together. We are still having to be intentional about coming together and uniting around something. We got a lot to be divided around. It's a lot of things that's capturing our attention for us to be divided among one another. But let's just use September the 8th, Sunday, 4 o'clock, come to the big game and declare that I'm going to unite around bringing police, community, and pastors together in a fun game of basketball, a Sunday fun day. Just bring your family out.
You know what? Project Unity is always about unity and doing things together. And I think right now there's a great mood in the country of, oh, yes, we can, and looking forward and things like that. Can you talk about some of the Project Unity events that have been going on already this year and what's coming up? Because I really, One of my favorite things is Together We Sing at the Morton Myerson yeah. Center. I really enjoy
well,
that.
You know what?
And that's got your fingerprints personally all over that. You and Charlene, but I just know that's one of your best projects. But
yeah,
please
that's,
talk
that's
about
one
some
of our
of
babies.
Yeah.
So we have a program that's called Together We Sing, and we culminate with our signature fundraiser every year with a emergence of gospel, classical, and inspirational sounds with the Dallas Symphony Orchestra. So we're excited that that's coming back again in June of 18th, 2025. But we Together We Sing all year long as well. We've been invited to sing at the House with the Sound choir event with Myron Butler and Kiara Sheard and Donald Lawrence at the AT&T Pack Center. That's mm-hmm. going to be on Thursday, September the 5th at 7 o'clock at
okay.
AT&T Pack Center. And the Together We Sing Unity Choir will open that show up. So we're super excited about that.
Can I say something about that Unity Choir real quick?
Go ahead.
They don't Together We Sing. They Together We Sang.
Well, we're going to be putting it down. We're going to sing on September the 5th, Thursday at the AT&T Pack Center. And we always do, Chris, a Together We Sing Christmas. And we go to a local shelter. Last year, we were at the Austin Street Shelter. And we do a Christmas concert for our unhoused brothers and sisters. And we feed them. So half of the choir is behind the line. We donate food and mm-hmm. dinner, and we are serving. And then the other half of the choir and musicians are in a space where we're playing music and singing and doing sing-alongs. And so we serve, we give back, and we, you know, inspire.
Oh, speaking of the Together We Sing, I got to throw this into on the choir. At the Together We Ball, it seems like every year the choir is singing at the game.
We will be there.
Look
we'll
out.
Be there. That, you can look forward to the Unity Choir singing at the Together We Ball this year as well. So we will be there because we believe that three things unite us. Sports unite us with our Together We Ball. Music unites us with our Together We Sing. And eating food unites us mm-hmm. with our Together We Dine. And so that's our signature program. So our Together We Dine, we are in community spaces, we're in corporate spaces, we're in faith spaces, having courageous conversations around lunch and dinner all year long. We do hundreds of dines every single year. And the goal simply is to bring together individuals around the table to listen to someone else's story. And so we're excited about that program because inevitably listening to someone else's story and putting yourself in someone else's shoes creates a better and stronger relationship. And so we're excited about all of those programs.
What is the next Together We Dine in the Courageous Conversation?
It's today.
Jim Schutze.
It's today. We're having a dine right now as we speak. There's a team over at Texas Instruments having a dine right now as we speak. But I tell you, if you stay connected with us at projectunity.net, you'll know all about our calendar for our community dine. Sign up. They're absolutely free. You know, if you have not attended a dine, I encourage you to sign up to attend one of our community dines. They're virtual and they are in person. So that's how you can connect with us. That's the ground floor entry level is just to come have lunch with us. Come have a dine with us. Just log on projectunity.net.
Speaking of that, I got to throw this out there. Some of these are so good. And I know you try to keep it intimate and keep it real and that. But every now and then, y'all might want to tape some of those and have them for broadcast, you know, or playback on the website. Seriously. Because they're so good. And I know, again, a lot of the things is because it's all personal with a lot of people. They just want to be able to feel comfortable and know that they're not being judged. But every now and then you might say ahead of time, well, this one we're going to televise, or this one we're going to make a podcast out of.
Yeah, I can't wait to tell you our plans. We have some big plans for Together We Dine. I can't wait for us to share that out with the public.
I can't wait either. So Together We Ball is coming up on September the 8th. Is there something else that everybody should be preparing for?
I tell you what, I would say make sure you're preparing for the ball. I say make sure that you save the date for our scene. June 18th, 2025 is never too early to put it on your calendar. I say that you look forward to how you can support us in ways, even with our Unity Christmas with our unhoused neighbors. So if you just stay connected to us on the website, we could get you information on that. And there is a we have a Together We listening series, our Listen and Learn. So the Listen and Learn this month is going to be with Jim Schultz.
Jim Schultz.
And so, yeah, just go to projectunity.net and look for that. And everything is always free.
Always. And let me bring up this as well, because we're talking about the kids that are playing basketball, not just the law enforcement and first responders and pastors, youth ministers.
Right.
But you mentioned like the high school, different high school kids. It's like they're not. Now, it's not their team. It's they're individually playing for themselves and with each other. Probably guys they've been playing ball with for years or whatever. But it's a lot of fun. I bring this up because this one of the programs that Project Unity does that I'm really impressed with is being prepared or how to have the conversation with police officers if you get pulled over. And I think a lot of different schools have adopted those programs that you guys run.
Yes. So that program is called Together We Learn.
Yes.
It's actually Senator Royce West created. He participated and attended one of the Together We Learn programs. And he was so impressed with that level of teaching young people who are of driving age, just high school students, how to interact if you are pulled over by police, that he made a Senate Bill 30 for that. So it is now a requirement that high school students who graduate must go through a Together We Learn type of program. That curriculum has been developed by the National Black Police Officers Association and now implemented in schools like the International Leaders Academy, ILS, Carter High School, Cedar Hill High School, Jesuit High School. So high schools all over North Texas have us to come in. We do a teaching. We partner with the Lexus car dealership. They are so amazing to allow us to come out and get cars. We take them to the schools, and young people who go through the program actually get a chance to get in the car, and there's a simulation exercise with the police, with their sirens and everything. The police get out, and we go through a simulation on what you should do when you're stopped by a police officer. And that is a very, very impactful program, and so we're grateful, you know, for that partnership with the Dallas Police Department and the National Association of Black Police Officers.
I think it's an exceptional program. In fact, I personally think that they should have that for every student driving class. I mean, if you're a student driver, and the reason why is because when kids are pulled over, especially, they really don't know how to respond. They're nervous. They're panicked. And if they knew exactly what to do, then they wouldn't feel awkward. The police officers who pull them over would not feel awkward, and there wouldn't be a lot of misunderstandings, because a lot of times things get out of hand because of total misunderstanding. And that's why I think it's important.
Kristen, at the end of the day, everyone wants to go home safe.
Yes.
Officers wake up in the morning. They have families. They have children. They have, you know, the things of life just like anybody else. And their goal is to protect and serve and come home. And young people and people who encounter the police have the exact same goal. And so I think that if we could align around that and then be able to teach young people and everybody in general how to respond when you're pulled over by a police officer. So, you know, that's critically important, because everybody can have a bad day. So you need to know how to de-escalate a situation.
Yes.
If you get an officer that's having a bad day, you need to know how not to escalate,
right?
And how to be able to be calm and to bring that officer down. And the same thing with officers. If I'm a driver and I'm having a bad day, we both need to know those skills in order to do that. And so we do that with Together We Learn.
You want to hear something crazy? I'm going to lighten the situation up real quick, but it still applies. I got this friend. I am not making this up. He got pulled over because he was erratically driving. Now, this is a funny story, so bear with me. Don't laugh out loud. He was erratically driving. It was late at night. He had not been drinking. He was just kind of erratically driving. And the officer pulled him over and said, "Sir, I see your driver's license." And he said, "Yes, just a minute. There's a roach in my car." And there really was. This is not the kind of guy to make stuff up.
Oh my God.
He said that thing, it was flying around too. It got wings. He said,
"Oh my God,
help me get this roach, please." In other words, he wasn't just saying it and trying to get out of something. He said, "Please, officer, can you help me get this roach out of my car?" Oh my! I fell out when he told me that. And the police officer said, "You weren't endangering to society or whatever." They kind of laughed about it, but they did find that roach. It was on the passenger side on the floor.
Oh my God!
And it was still alive. It wasn't like, oh, he found one and it was laying in the car.
Oh my God.
No, it was still alive. They were able to together remove the roach. Together we removed the roach.
Well, case in point, you never know what people are going through,
you
right?
You never know. Exactly. And that's why it helps.
So you got to have different expectations when you are pulled over by an officer. You just never know what the situation is. So we encourage that dialogue, you know.
Exactly.
So we encourage that dialogue. And that way, you know, if it, you know, the students, especially our young people, you know, our young people, you know, are so connected in social media and things of that nature. And they see various things. And it's important for us to have these mock traffic stop scenarios.
Right.
So that they can be face to face and not necessarily behind, you know, a device, their iPad or their iPhone or what have you, but that they see and feel and touch the humanness of these officers.
Yes.
And so that's one of my favorite programs. I'm glad you brought that up. That's one of my favorite programs because it really does make the difference in terms of how we react in community with our officers.
Oh, I'm telling you, it's all the difference in the world. And again, on some levels, it can actually save lives. But more importantly, it's all about reducing any heightened, not necessarily tensions, but nerves, heightened nerves. It's like, oh boy, I got pulled over. Do I have my driver's license on me? Where's the insurance card? You just, a lot of things are going on in your mind, let alone why did you get pulled over? You know, I wasn't speeding or did I have the turn signal on? There's a lot of people who just get nervous. They see the lights flashing and they just kind of, especially young kids, especially. And sometimes officers, they get a little tense because there's more than two passengers in a car if they're all under the age of 20. They're like,
and we go through that scenario in the Together We Learn. We put four kids in a car.
There you go.
And we teach. And Chris, you have to come out to one of the deals. I'm going to have to let you know that.
Mm-hmm.
But we put four kids in a car, four deep. And then we go through, the officers go through to let them know when you are pulled over and you see the sirens, here are the instructions that you give all the passengers in your car.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in terms
of what
everybody should be doing in that car.
Yep. Calm down.
Approaching what that officer is looking at and seeing, especially if that officer is alone and doesn't have a partner.
Right.
So if it's four people in a car, we're telling you what you should be doing, what the officer's mind could be thinking if you're in different types of positions.
One other thing for sure, I know, I'm just off the top of my head. If you're in a car and somebody gets pulled over, if there's more than two or three of y'all in the car, everybody need to be quiet anyway. Let the driver and the officer have the conversation. Anything else that's going on, or you're worried about something, be worried, but just please let them have a conversation.
Exactly. One time we may have to have some of the students who have gone through our program to come on and talk specifically about this program.
Oh, we've definitely got to do that. We definitely got to do that. And making it full circle, what we are definitely going to do is meet up on September the 8th for the 8th annual Together We Ball at SMU's Moody Coliseum. It's absolutely free. Give me those details again, Tosca.
Yeah, so it's absolutely free. It's at 4:00. That's the big game starting at 4:00. But bring your family out. Around 2:00, we'll start our community fair. And if you have young kids that want to participate in our skills and drills count, that will start at 10
a.m.
Yes, 10 a.m.
And you said skills and drills. This is, like you said, the SMU's men and women's.
And the SMU men and women's basketball team will be conducting that skills and drill camp. And then we'll have the high school exhibition game at 1:15. And after that, that's the community fun day for you and the family and the grandkids to come on out and then stay for the game. It starts at 4:00.
And did you say you're going to have an old school Free throw.
Old school free throw.
Oh, boy.
And the three-point game. The three-point, you know.
The three-point shootout. Yeah, the three-point shootout.
That shootout is going to be so fun. So, you know, now, if you think that you can hit a three-pointer, that you've been sitting on your couch, you know, balling up paper and throwing it in the trash can, I want you to come on out and try it. You think it's easy for Luka to hit those 3 points? Come on out and try it.
Exactly. It's not what you think, but it's always a lot of fun. Especially what I always get a kick out of is also you got a lot of different elected officials there as well. And this is a campaign year. This is a year that a lot of them are up for re-election or trying to campaign. There's people, make sure you go out and vote as well. But you'll get to see a lot of people and get a chance to know them as people as opposed to just candidates or just elected officials.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, our co-event chairs are Sint Marshall, of course, over with the Dallas Mavericks.
Yay.
Garcia is a co-event chair. Rick mm-hmm. Hart from SMU is one of our co-event chairs. Sheriff Marion Brown, we're excited that she's on board. And again, you know, these people help support and bring our visions to life. And so we're so grateful for their support of what we do for our eighth year.
It's absolutely amazing. And again, it's a worthy cause and you get so much out of it. More importantly, you get to understand each other. And what's the saying for Project Unity?
What unites us is greater than what divides us. That's our motto.
That's exactly right. And where's the website again?
It's projectunity.net. Log on and just kind of check us out.
Check it out and make sure you attend Together We Ball and look at all the different things they have. Tosk, it's been a pleasure having you on as usual.
Awesome and amazing. Thank you, Chris. You guys have a wonderful day.
She is Toska Medlock Lee with Project Unity and Together We Ball. And we don't thank you all for joining us on Better Living, a show about people or organizations having a big impact here in North Texas. I'm your host, Chris Arnold. So long, everybody.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.